August 30, 2011, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro show. Tuesday here in Pedro. Back Sunday. Kind of humid, Brother Matt.
Yeah.
Great to be back with you again.
Yes, welcome back from the travels.
We were just speaking. The last time I played with the Stooges was Târgu Maris. And it's in the Transylvania part of Romania. And I'd never been to Romania before.
Glad the Impaler's Hood, huh?
Yeah. Right. And the drummer man, Larry, was way into that. I mean, we were only there 24 hours. We got there at 6:15 in the morning. And about 6:30 the next morning, we bailed.
Did you get to stay in an old castle or anything like that?
No, it was called Hotel President. And next to a big-ass refinery. Romania's got a lot of oil.
Oh.
And, yeah, not the most picturesque. You know, we got a refinery in town. This guy wasn't just black smoke. It was yellow smoke mixed in with it. Whoa. Maybe ours does, too. I think they do it at night.
It's trippy, though, when you're in different zones. With California's got the hardcore requirements with all the ecological shit. Some of those places got some ugly looking smoke barreling out of their stacks.
Maybe, but you know, because sometimes I'm coming home late at gigs and there's funky smells and you can't really see what colored.
Mm, yeah, and they blast it at nighttime, way beyond regulation.
But I just heard about they're going to bring, like, we got the tough ones on our cars. They're going to start making them for tractors and trucks and transportation where they've been exempt for a long time. You know, they started doing it with the harbor and getting their shore power from instead of running their boats and stuff. Because the longshoremen getting choked out. Hey, I saw that thing Jack Barrich did on Bloody Thursday.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah, he did a thing, I think, with an Orange County PBS station. And me and the second man, no, it wasn't. It wasn't Jerry on drums. It was Pete Organ and his man from Flying Squad's name.
Okay.
Tone and Mandich, Mike Mandich on the drums. And Jack Barrich had me write a tune for the closing credits along with some spiel.
Whoa.
There's a big knock knock at the hatch. That might be our guest, huh?
Probably so.
Yes, this week.
Yeah.
It's our guest.
Hello. How's it
going?
It's Big Nick.
What's up, Mike?
Whoa. Good to see you there.
Thanks.
Hey.
Packing the bongos.
Yeah.
Packing the bongos. Ready for a jam with Brother Matt in the second hour of the spin cycle?
Yep.
You know, we just figured out a way to make it better, but got to wait till next time, so you're going to have to do it the old school and just jam along. But, yeah, we got a technique on how to run headphones to you.
Good.
But not group. Today.
Next time.
So it's just a big taunt hanging.
So you start school now?
Yeah, today was my first day.
Oh, hard.
Wow, why don't you point that towards you, Nick?
Yeah, today was my first day.
That's how you do it.
So that's PV High?
Yeah.
You got Mr. Cormier for history?
I'm not doing history this year. Not until next year, though.
High school?
So it looks like it's going to work out okay. You like it?
Yeah.
All kinds of new babes to check out?
But how old are you? He's going to high school?
I am in high school.
But how old?
I'm 14.
Were we junior high?
They started ninth grade now.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, okay. It's like ninth grade now. Middle school this time, around these days.
Oh, it starts sixth?
Yeah, sixth or eighth grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we had the 9, 10, 11 high school deal.
Obsolescent my schooling.
They want to change it back around here because that kind of fucked things up. Like the high school wasn't prepared for ninth graders. That's like 1,000 more kids. So it totally packed the place out. They weren't equipped to have a overpopulation like that. So some of the schools are starting to shift back.
I read in the Breeze, somebody had one crumpled up. I was on the bike ride. It was from yesterday. And it said Pedro High turned around some scores.
Yeah, they did good.
Because they were kind of in the little bin of the
needs to improve kind of thing. Yeah.
And they turned it around.
Yeah, so that's good.
But
still got the new school.
One of the stresses was too many people because of the change-up.
Yeah, so that's what one of the reasons they're building this new school up here in Angels Gate Zone.
Right. How big is it?
I didn't know that.
I went there to see the animal rescue. I took a cat, and Peter, these cats are putting out my book. You know, those pictures that were in the art show?
Right.
And Peter read through my diary chimpins and picked some things, some poems. And they wanted to see Pedro, so I took him up there and the bird thing. Rescue.
So you see my school there?
I can see the school.
You see my school?
Yeah.
The AWAC school?
Yeah. We're right by there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm wondering how many students is Angel?
They said there's going to be like 1,200 students. It's kind of like annex, handle the magnet programs from Pedro High.
What about on, is it 6th Street?
Port of L.A.?
On 5th Street? Poland?
Yeah. 5th Street.
5th Street, right? Uh-huh. And like what?
Palos Verdes.
Palos Verdes. Yeah. Center or something down there. Okay, how many is that hole?
I think they got maybe 500 or something like that.
And what's Pedro? 3,200,
3,500? Something in that ballpark, I'd say.
PV's about 1,600.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
PV.
PV, yeah. Well, PV, they had to roll it together.
Yeah, because it was Peninsula. They closed down and combined them all to Peninsula and turned Rolling Hills into Peninsula.
Yeah, Rolling
so
Hills.
So they had like an all-stars team.
Because there wasn't as many kids. Yeah, it all declined out.
Demographics
changed. I remember Mirales got closed.
Yeah, it became a middle school.
Is that open now?
Yeah. It's a middle school, yeah. Middle school. Yeah.
I think Dirk went there.
Oh.
I think so.
Bullock did Bullock's territory.
Well, I think Rolling Hills had Bill Lambier.
Oh yeah, right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
One of the Pistons. So yeah, that was interesting to be there. That was the only land. It was a 20-year thing with the coup when Soviet crumbled.
Oh.
And so.
The remains had a hardcore family
dictators. They were the only ones that killed their boss.
Yeah, yeah, they took great pleasure. They took great pleasure in that.
They didn't even get the camera ready. They had a camera and stuff, and as soon as they got him against the wall. So it was, because I guess his thing was the real mean one at the end. And although they tricked people, in the early regime days of him, Queen of England and Emperor of Japan and our boss Nixon, he took visits and stuff. Like, he wouldn't go into Czech in the 68 thing. Oh, I played in Czech and really got to see Mr. Kafka's Prague. I went to the Jewish part. I went to his museum.
Bitcha.
On the other side. I don't know why the museum's not on his side, but whatever. Maybe that's cool. So people come over the river. But you can see maybe why I wrote the castle, because the Prague Castle from the Jewish part, you can see it just towers over.
Oh, wow.
But cool. And where he was born and where he worked and, you know, there's these areas. So reading him since I was a young man, it was like being in Dublin for the Ulysses thing. You know, you're there and the words. I had Trippy Chow, too. That wasn't too much like the Jewish bard town. It was the knee of a pig.
Oh, trippy.
Yeah, after walking all around that stuff. Let's try something real Czech food.
Huh.
So I chowed this. Yeah, they had two metal holder things. And then the big knee, they sawed it off at above and below the knee, and it's just there. And there's,
oh, so meat,
and there's
dangles?
A little wood stand, and you have a puddle of horseradish, a puddle of mustard and chili, and a big knife they stick it in.
Wow.
I could maybe do a third of it.
Man.
Slow cook, it was soft and stuff, but there was a lot of grease and.
Trippy.
Yeah, it was trippy. It was trippy. Prague, pretty well preserved from old days. All the roads, cobblestone.
It's a pretty hip town, all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, even it was in the old days, it was part of the Austria-Hungary thing. Mm. It was called Bohemia, that part. And it was mixed. A German, a Czech, and Jewish people. An interesting kind of world for, you know, old days.
Mm.
what would you say? Yeah, when you do that, it makes a bunch of noise.
So this is the home of the Bohemians.
What would you say? Yeah, maybe this is where it comes from, like Cosmopolitan, where it's different flavors and not
all the happening people from all those
everybody all
different
in their own little sequestered trip. So, yeah, interesting thing.
Can you get some Strasbourg to use it?
Strasbourg, I didn't play, but I went there for 2 days to visit Miss Peak and Bill, our fiancé.
That was Peak, too.
And then she came to Paris with me and spent... She's been through Paris and stuff, but she never got to... I'll tell you about it more. Cool. Let's play some music. Thank you.
If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever, and I'll be glad. I love you. Thank you.
Live from Pedro Show. We played Perform Perfume by Suaco. Then I Loves You Porgy by Paul Motion. And that's got Petra singing.
Cool.
She's on the whole album, Bill Frisell on guitar.
Oh, yeah, wow.
And then we heard Uncle Mike by Dos off the new Dos album, Dosey Dos. Kay played with Devin Hoff up in L.A. as a project called Awkward. He played stand-up. She played kind of a dose.
Dosish.
Dosish, kind of. Okay, about Miss Peak in Paris. Yeah, so Tuesday, everybody was going to Paris, and everybody should go visit there once in their life, because bitch in town. Trippy. And Tuesday, though, is the day when all museums close, so don't be planning museum stuff. Because I wanted to show her some Louvre. But that was out, I mean, where this teller is right where the Tuileries meet the Louvre. Mm. Tuileries is a big garden over where there used to be a castle, a palace, sorry. And it got burned in the Paris Commune. They never built over it. But I took her by the Seine River into City Island and showed her the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Which, now she had three cameras with her. It was almost an extension of the tour.
Yeah.
And not pictures as much of Paris as of me riding on them. We took the TGV, right, the big, they go 200 clicks.
Wow.
Which is like 130 miles an hour. Yeah, intense. Strasbourg, 300 miles east of Paris by Germany, and made it in 2 hours. So, and then, she got to meet the, remember them two French cats that were here that were from the couch
surfing? Yeah, right.
Yeah, she got to meet with them.
Oh, cool.
And then the next day, Ecosan's got a buddy who's a cook in the west part of town, Sushi Marché. It's French, like Mercado, huh?
Mm-hmm.
For market. But it's a restaurant, and ate some sushi. And then this is the Metro's, 170 euro, so about like 250 US. And much more econo than cabs, and it goes everywhere. Took that back and went to Center Pompidou, which I've never been to. Which is because all the Louvre art and the RJ, that's all for 1900s and stuff. Now, this is all modern, even the building itself. And they had an exhibit from India. Mixed with French art, so it was wild. And then the permanent collection had Kandinsky's and Picasso, Braque. One of my favorites, this guy, Yves Tanguy, and they had one of them. Lingering landscape. I've never seen stuff in his stuff, but I was reading on him, and somebody said, yeah, there's a horse, he's doing a parody on an old Western scene. I always thought his stuff was in the dream. So, also, I found this thing about, I was reading up on the castle, Mr. Kafka, and there was a lady who wrote a story when he was a kid that he liked a lot, and there might be parallels there. Like Coltrane said, right, it's all one big reservoir.
Mm-hmm. Dip in here.
He wrote in German. And, they had a lot of his pop, letters to his pop. He has a tricky thing with his pop in him. And ladies, too. Yeah, a lot of writing. This guy was in the right, but he was in the insurance. I think he invented the hard hat.
Wow.
He was for worker safety.
Wow. Pre-OSHA.
Yeah, kind of. Wow. And after that, then there was a gig. Brother Steve invited me to a mirror factory in French. Or something. It's not terrible pronounced, but it's right by the Boneyard where Jim Morrison is, Père Lachaise, and east side of town. And went over there and did a big old jam with some French guys. One guy was from New Jersey, actually. One dude was from Wales with some Frenchmen. And actually, Larry, the drummer man, was supposed to be in on it, and he didn't know what was going on. He's right next door listening to gypsy music.
Oh, wow. didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. You just heard some Disciplina Kichma. That's Koya. With Koya, the great bass player. With Drastvenia Mirza. Butchered that up. Sorry. And then Kings of Lower Town from Ottawa, Canada. Something brand new. Tell You That It's True. Before that, Artwork Story by Wakine. And then Circulation, ahead of that, Thurston Moore, brand new solo album.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, acoustic guitars and violins. And then started off with a demo from a Tokyo band called Golden, A Thousand Leaves, which, is there a Sonic Youth album called Thousand Leaves? Something like that.
I don't think so. The only ones, what?
Yeah, some with leaves.
Really? I'm
not Maybe sure. It's A Thousand Leaves. Yeah, they're my buddies. I should know barely. I thought you would know because you're a youth.
Yeah.
I got plenty of years with the stuff.
Yeah, plenty of years.
Huh?
I've just been getting into them. Cause
okay, this is something that when Mr. Jim O'Rourke was with them, I think, in the early 2000s. My favorite's still the sister. Mm. But there's always good stuff on them. Lee Rinaldo has a solo album that's coming out, and I think Nels Klein played all over it. Yeah, wow.
Nice.
Huh?
It's good.
Yeah. And finished up was that Hand to Man band that
all right.
Remember last year in Austin, my jam with John Dietrich, Tala McDonough, and Tim Barnes. That thing is all done, the art, everything, and it's
cool.
Coming out soon, I think in end of September. It's a trippy album. Huh. Yeah, I should give you. I think I got one in the boat for you.
Oh, cool.
It's a trip. It's a trippy record. Oh, I got the word from Willie. I'm going to record in Memphis.
Oh, yeah?
With him, Brother Steve McKay. Some guy who used to play with the Stax stuff on drums. A guy named Terry. And Mr. Herman Green, 80 years old, in his town.
Mm,
and no nice. Guitar, no keyboards, just horns, bass, and a drum. Sax, trumpet, and Herman does both the sax and flute.
Oh, so, bitchin'.
Yeah, we're putting together a bunch of stuff, and it's really exciting for me because, you know, God, 80, what a life of music.
Yeah.
We're at the end of the first hour of the August 30, 2011 Watt from Pedro Show. Next hour coming up. Big Nick, gentlemen, brother Matt, and Spin Cycle.
Cool.
So hold tight for hour two.
Yeah.
August 30th, 2011, is the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Fukushima, and Chernobyl. The silent death radiates in suburban Onway. They call me Dr. Faustus of the abandoned universe, of a never-ending chain of paper dolls. Under the reactors, I trade with the devil and buy used souls and your best minds, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Fukushima, and Chernobyl, today. Tomorrow, the Mississippi, Hudson, and San Andreas. I control the last gasp of all living creatures on a dying planet. Ship your blind radio paradise to China and the dead, dead sea. You'll never see me in the subatomic particles of time. Open the great fissure to find out who abandoned them, down to where the sea claws gather like peas in a pod. The best minds of your generation split that atom that Whitman sang belonged to each. Now breathe the air and split the cells that spiral to their own instructions to duplicate. Radioactive cancer of the times, found by the best minds in New Mexico. Power from the agencies overhanging the Apache dark eyes no more. Energy lines and high wires, modern eons of landscape. Scientists smash particles like angry kids at play, and the devil knows the price of soul and white lab coats thrown in to roll the dice around since creation. I know a thing or two about equations. The abandoned planet of catastrophe in zone of no choice, nothing but my hands, and in the sea are dolphins with all the brains. Flee the soldiers and the liquidators when the karma of coyote piss is bottled for perfume and vodka made of bleach and kerosene. Keep hair and skin from sticking to the pillows at night. Dust and darkness takes over the game of genes. When against whom? The atom or the physics or the universe of nothing? A self-replicating goo, a metal to pin upon them. And the trees are scared too. But they are quiet as a meltdown. The ancient scorpion bombs, genetic integrity, jails full of fear. Until prison consciousness collides with larger culture. Civilizations of souls clash in particles, accelerators of freedom. Virtual mutant gene pools rising like tsunami, giant hand around the planet, breaks it from its beads, tear down the mountains and fill the seas with garbage, real basic, real fast, fate of species, tracks of unknown Acuras and Cadillacs leave, spent radon forever in petrified creature museums, back to die of shock when daylight breaks the hourglass. Drums dream of nuclear fire on wretched soil, everywhere triangle on a globe, no straight lines. Already mystery of different people's disease, who know how to live in terror as a natural habitat. Planet holes plugged with scraps of clothing, concrete, books, newspapers, stolen skates, dying birds, and the streets change without notice into the black sky nuked neon drugstore of new cures. Flesh explodes between the bagels of Hieronymus Bosch, the last blast of oxygen sucked out of the psyche of Nobel laureates and wizards beneath the teenage robe where heads bang against wailing walls of self-sacrifice with another land to conquer and die alone like a lot in a toddler's lost toy. Humans in the shadows of good and evil, Hydra hearts and hands that built the world of energy. From splitting invisible secrets that pushed buttons for generations into dead zones, looking for something familiar to hear. Someday we'll win. Get this, pricks. Radioactive foam on their lips. Get this, bitch. Listen to the beeps and silent clicks. Biggest killer of all galvanized skin. And Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Fukushima, Mississippi, and Chernobyl, in where neutron toxins in the wind places the glory of gold seagulls in the sky beneath the blood of moon, time, and space, blinded by self, replication, deception, and power. Tsunami and Chernobyl with their own mind and hand, dosimeter and guns of liquidators, and animals crying, looking in the eyes of humans who control their fate. One government with the gun of nuclear power, and military secrets, and national energy secrets, and a pact of prayer of old incantations of nowhere. Gazing into eternities of toxic sunsets wiped clear. Sulfur too late for a surface where the leper sheds his skin. Wiped clear on the lizard's last rock, hot on the inside and cold on the out. Where it all began to lay waste in the name of power and physics, new childhood maladies, while the last punk band to 1 million raised hands, coattail Jesus and his hounds of heaven play on. In every universe, in every eye the universe, in every creature the eye, the machine entangles all animal life, and time as loud as a blast that blows genitals into bagels of outdoor coffee shops and black skies not far away, and fire falls beyond the razor-edged fences in prison of those who go to bed alone like the fish in the sea with all the blood in compost of radioactivity, mountains of poison, topped to bury the earth in the earth, and the stream under the pulsar stars at the edge of time, coal fire bigger than the mountains of eternity, in the event of the unknowable psyche, they all come to see the dolls, wearing the bling perpetual self forever exploited by love, pumped up in the icon van that brings body and soul to our iconic volcano, erupting in a plume delivered in right time and space, the address of the bird song, unheard by human occupancy. Sappho's distant cry when her bird died, still in sound in the island child continuing in toil and hunger for life over this century of blood and sand and action, Geiger chatter replacing the bird songs. Carbon and crystal separate at undecipherable boundaries of the dreams alone in flight, fascinated and frightened like shy animals that escape the sail to the devil, living for hundreds and thousands of years under the sarcophagus and silent waters of the Hudson. We breathe his silent clicks of radioactive dust, the urge to purge and puke through trash of cancer cells and last change of clothing, where senators of gluttony graze like livestock to rape the sage they sat next to in school and gnarl and rasp and grate and scratch rotten skin, doomed like innocent creatures in feedlots of television's empty, insane trunk, where drunken computer chips explode into cosmic dust, forever detected and blood of hard mud pies of lung and liver pouring from the mouths of blind thrones of empires of lost lamps shining like moonlight over the seal's back. Let me introduce myself. Mr. Nuke, Dr. Devil, Mephistopheles, Christ Almighty, Monsieur Split of the radioactive coffin in the isotope Russia of Japan and across half-life America, the material toxin pile beyond the federal zone and nuclear wash, hanging on forever clotheslines of plutonium, polka dot shirt and lace panties from eternity's wash, all consciousness captured in a crystal lattice, all the animals dying too from lack of love. They are hungry and sick with radiation. Liquidators come and shoot them like all collateral bodies of war. Under the breath of silent clicks of radioactive dust that formed in the brain of battlefields forever, under the merciful God and generals who will comfort the devil's wealth and hold out to the last person but try to escape the planet now. Each eye a universe, each dream is watching. Beyond Japan, beyond San Andreas, the Hudson, the great Missouri rolls on like the lesson of Russia. Wars were nothing and move the terror. Begins the silent terror, really with the breath of memory of who I am, and now you know the end. So look a bit more closely around you.
Take it over.
Watt from Pedro show. Started the second hour off with Charlie Plimel reading the new libretto he wrote for an opera called Planet Chernobyl. And me and Pat are going to take a spiel from that and do our Pelican Man interpretation, just bass and violin of it, as soon as I get cool. time. Brother Matt, I had to go get this, what's it called, dry marker?
Oh, yeah, dry erase board.
Yeah. Uh-huh. One of these boards for my bulkhead because I got so much proj coming up. I got to keep track of all this crap.
Project manager.
John Hekovich, he's got a band with Jay Maskus on drums called Sweet Apple. Actually, it's one of the dude's name in the band because that's his last name, Sweet Apple.
Wow.
And there, you put bass on these nine tunes and, you know, just all this. I got a lot to do. I was just talking to you about this thing with Willie. I think that project is called Mouthful.
You have like the Master Control Command Center.
Well, at least I got the Toothless Grin. I got the Finish the Black Gang thing with Bob Lee and Nels Klein. Right now I'm doing artwork for the Spielgusher. That's all done music-wise.
Mm.
Anyway, that's Charlie doing that spiel. And it's a pretty heavy thing. Then we had Rebirth from Light, our buddies from Tokyo.
Yeah.
They're on a tour now for their new album, for All the Innocence, I think it's called. It's got all these little animals on the cover. And if you go to the website, like the little sounds from all the little animals, to put the cursor on. And
so will they be passing through town on this tour?
No, their tour is their land and then Europe. They'll come through here when they want to tour Midwest this time because they've taken them. You know,
yeah, next
regions.
Section.
Yeah, next section. And then we heard Swenson Klein with Goat Tax. We got a nervous man, anxious man here.
Ready for action.
He wants to start jamming it up with you, so I don't want to be a speed bump here.
No.
I want to get out the way of old man Tucker. You know that he's too late to eat his supper done. Dinner's done. No, supper's done, dinner cooking. Old man Tucker just standing there looking. Can't remember too well. But, you know, I understand the ants in the pants. And you want to show the world. You want to show the world.
Whenever you're ready. I don't know. I just want to be prepared.
You've been in school. You're all pent up. It's ready. Are you doing music this year?
Well, I was going to, but, like, I didn't feel like it was my thing. And, like, I kind of mainly wanted to focus on academics this year.
Shift in.
Music's not your thing, is what you...
No, it is. Like, the only thing that was up there was marching band. Really
you mean their kind of music program?
Yeah, they don't have, like, any other stuff. They only have, like, jazz band, and that's, like, really hard to get into, and mostly you can't really get in it until, like, you're a senior.
Yeah.
So,
I didn't bother trying. You're what they call a freshman, right?
Yeah, freshman.
Well,
no interest in marching?
No, I don't
You don't
want to
be marching? I don't blame you.
It looks really hard, actually.
They always got funky get-ups.
We have, like, pirate suits. You know, I have pirate suits. I don't know where they have up on the hill.
Were they Toga sea lions or something?
Sea kings.
Oh, they're sea kings.
Yeah, sea kings.
I knew it would have to be some kind of role. Okay. Anyway, Brother Matt.
Cool.
Why don't we, you know, put this poker in the stoker.
Oh,
my. Get it on here with some... spin cycle.
Right on.
there it is. Right on this position here, straight ahead in between the tree. There it is again. Watch, straight ahead off my flashlight there, sir. So there it is.
Yeah, I see it too.
Okay.
Yeah, Nick keeping up.
Big Nick.
Jamming the drum and bass, Petey samplers.
Jamming.
Get Petey's a workout.
What'd you call it?
Petey? It's the Petey's drum and bass samplers.
Okay.
Petey's from Moon Tribe.
Ah.
Get a workout
good.
There, eh?
What was your motivation and impetus, Mother Matt?
I just want to get some drum stuff going for Nick to drum along with.
Some town drums?
That was intense. I'll tell you that right now. Well, so, like, do you mix those? Or, like...
You weren't whining, though.
Yeah, you're no, keeping
you
up. You're keeping up.
Yeah, I thought it was very, very heroic. Nick, how old are you now?
14.
Right on.
I think Thurston's daughter Coco's 14.
Mm.
Or maybe she's 16. Maybe I have a terrible memory. Maybe she's 17. But she's got a band.
What's
called, she's the lead singer. They're called Big Nils. And let's listen to some.
Cool,
Matt.
Excellent.
Thank you again, Brother Matt.
Yeah, it's been cool, thank you, Nick.
Jam along, Big Nick.
We are Perkins! Guess what, Juan? You got the herpes. What you gonna do about it? Go to your doctor. It's not much fun. Get them. You gave me the herpes.
Watt from Pedro Show. Just heard Big Nils with Herpes. You know, a young person song. And I think it's three ladies and a man on or a young man on drums.
Cool.
Have you played in a band yet where there's more women than guys?
Nope.
But you play in a band with woman, right?
Well, sat in.
Sat in. Whoa.
Sat in, but not like my band that I'm in.
Okay. And then we heard some PNDC with Animal Farm out of Serbia, Belgrade. My ma, we were talking before, my sister Melinda just took my ma on a trip to Alaska. And, you know, I was talking to them when you did your trip last year, Brother Matt. And I think my sister got the notion to do it up.
Bitching.
Yeah.
To be inspirational source.
My ma got in a dog. So first they took a train up to Seattle, and then they took a boat up through the Aleutian Islands there.
Mm-hmm.
Marine Highway, or whatever they call that. Stopped in at different ports, Ketchikan.
Go hit Glacier Bay.
Yep. And on the way back, Vancouver, and she went to Victoria Island, explored around. So it was a good trip for my mom.
Nice.
And that was bitching of my sister to take her like that.
Yeah, very cool.
And Nanny went to get him at the airport in the Jeep. Wasn't a lot of room, but they got him all.
Cool.
Back home. Yeah, I think it's important to take journeys like that.
Yeah.
You got a journey plan?
Got to have some road trips.
Your pop was talking about wanting to take you up in the Northwest, right? You know some people in Seattle or something?
Well, I've been up there before. I mean, I'm going to Costa Rica the next year.
That's your next
year. Oh, yeah. Costa Rica. Bitching.
It's going to be...
Yeah, it'll be great.
Well, Matt's been there.
Yeah,
I have.
Yeah, I might go for New Year's, maybe.
You know, I had one French gave this tour leg, and it was in Chaville-Mézières, right on the border of Belgium. It's a town that Arthur Rimbaud was born in.
Mm.
Yeah, that was a trip. And it's also got the International Institute of Marionettes.
Oh, wow. What a trip.
Yeah.
It's like going to college to be a puppeteer?
Yeah. Explorer or something.
They have classes.
They have a big festival every... used to be every 3 years, now it's every 2 years, and... like all kinds of people, because the town's kind of small, 50,000. Trippy as hell. Probably the best hell I ever stayed in. It was so trippy.
That wow.
Whoever designed it, no right angles, everything all Dr. Seuss-like. And,
oh, neat.
Yeah, really amazing, trippy little place. Very individualistic, and people there were really kind. There was two German gigs. One was at the hotel was in a castle. But they were trying to get some modern in there, but nothing like this other pad.
Oh, cool.
And I saw Eric Melvin. You know NoFX?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Fat Mike.
Yeah.
Busy with me. I haven't been able to talk with him really in the last few years. I did a few years of punk rock karaoke with Eric Melvin. He's just a great cat. And so to see them again was righteous. Where else? Oh, yeah, Bodo. Probably the second most north I've been. It's not as far. It's in Norway, and it's not as far as Tromsø. But it was up there north, and they took us on a. Got there the day before the gig, so they take us in one of these Zodiac boats, the rubber around the hull, and in a fjord, where because of the geography and stuff, the sea's trying to fill it. So they get these huge-ass whirlpools.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, it was a trip. He put us in the whirlpools.
Oh, bitchin'.
I saw some of those from a big bridge that connects Honshu with Shokoku in Japan. And Bike was only looking down on them. Here I was actually in them. Waterproof flotation suits.
Wow.
Jamming around this guy, Knut, the skipper, and... yeah, that was wild. And the earth there had been soft parts and hard parts together, so it's all mushed together like some kind of marble fudge kind of thing with texture, like fingerprint design, and the pine trees all over, very pristine, a lot of fishing going on there. It was wild. So, all six of those gigs. Well, that's all for the Stooges in Europe 2011. And we got some stuff coming up here in Hollywood.
Very
Las
cool
Vegas.
Next
I'm
week.
I'm going to the one in Hollywood.
You're going?
Yeah, I got four tickets.
Richard.
Very cool.
We're at the end of the second hour. Watch from Pedro show. Hang tight for hour three. August 30th, 2011. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
ever watch the sun go down and you're thinking about the world spinning round? Have you ever been high as fuck? You're in the bathroom mirror talking to yourself and your dog's looking at you like you need help. Have you ever been high as fuck? Then you feel your heart pumping really fast and you're convinced that you're gonna have a heart attack. Have you ever been high as fuck? You close your eyes and you're on a chicken farm. The only problem's that the chickens have human arms. You say that's fucked up, why do the chickens have human arms? You need snacks, so you walk to the corner store, but you're scared because you think that they will know you're high. So you walk around the block to buy some time. You finally decide to go in the store, but you're so high you don't know why you're there anymore. So you just buy a pack of gum, get the hell out of there. You're walking home and your mouth is dry. You should have bought some juice and snacks, but you were too high. Thinking about ketchup chips, and for some reason the game Battleship.
You start thinking about how fun it was to play games like Battleship when you're a kid, and how as we get older we forget how to play and just to enjoy ourselves. So you say, guess what, I'm gonna make up a game right now, and it involves a baseball bat and a porcupine, and I'm gonna try to kill a porcupine with a baseball bat. But then you don't know where to find the porcupine, so you go on eBay and you do a search, but people don't sell porcupines on the internet. And you say, you know what, world, you got me cornered again, I'm gonna roll another joint.
Crackers that were so old that they weren't crispy anymore. Have you ever been high as fuck? We'll be right back.
pocket full of herbal hearts. I bought up a real nice guard, so don't threaten me with a good time. I don't need no excuse. When those feelings come again, I'd like to say I'll be prepared. We all know I'll just cave in, given opportunities. So take these opportunities out, tie me to some straight staff mast, but don't plug my ears or gag my mouth. There's still some things need doing. Take my choices all away. Tell me how to feel and what to say, and maybe I'll find some peace someday without these opportunities. Now finally homewards we drive, and half cut I try to describe how that smile just makes me come alive. It really starts me crying. I can hear the words fall from my mouth. In the rear view mirror I can see myself. I shut up and we turn to south, and I really feel like dying. So take these opportunities out, tie me to some straight staff mast, but don't plug my ears or gag my mouth. There's still some things need doing. Take my choices all away. Tell me how to feel and what to say, and maybe I'll find some peace someday without these opportunities.
Pedro Show, start off the third hour with I Want to Meet Dave Grohl by the Waves.
Cool.
I met Dave Grohl. He's a cool piece. And a good drummer. Rudy's here. Nick's pop, people. Welcome aboard. And he's just telling about how Nick blew some minds at a jam in Lakewood. These guys think it's cool to open up for docking in UFO. Well, they had Big Nick lay out some Bill Ward on him.
Right on. Right?
Then we heard Fat Chance Hotel by Pill, High as Fuck by John LaJoey. I fucked that one. It's a good song. Now, Big Heart from the Lounge Lizards, and then Opportunities by Ben Salter, who's an Australian. Yeah, so that's great.
Yeah, very cool.
Proud of you. Rudy, I got to thank you, man, for that blue fit. Oh. I came home from, 14, 15 hours of flying and cooked that up, man. There wasn't better, well, being in Pedro, but right up there with that was chowing that in Pedro.
Bitching.
Some lima beans, some onion and garlic and chilies.
There's been some killer stuff happening. I had some of the trainees the other day. I had double. Yeah. Over. I went back for more.
I couldn't believe it. You know, there was guys that were lined up down there. And I was like in front of the line. I already had my shit put off to the side. And I was like, oh, thank you. I'm out of here. Thank you. You know, guys were asking me, Rudy, you see any of that bluefin? I says, you know what, dude?
No.
I can't help you.
Mm.
And it was just a pleasure to hand it over to you, Mike, and see what you really liked.
Man, it was kind. I just fried it up in the olive oil and cut steaks. I mean, that stuff, that hunker, was you just...
Did you leave any of it a little bit raw in the middle?
Yeah, of course.
My God.
I got 12 of them.
Oh.
12 steaks out of that hunk, dude.
Mike, if I get any more, it's coming your way.
I mean, the halibut was fucking righteous.
Yeah.
This, oh. And the tilapia, all the...
All seasonal.
All the seasonal. Yeah, whatever's happening, you bring the kind, man.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
And I'm respect, very Mike, to respect the ball. Back, respect, man. Big whoever back. Thought, huh? We went to high school together, and we finally meet up
this because of this guy. This man's just starting his high school, right?
Yeah. Today. Yeah,
what a trip, huh?
That's right. Sea
today, first day.
Sea King. Hey, we were just pirates.
Yeah, we were pirates. And you know, Mike, he's going to blend real well over there.
He ain't going to take music, though. Home study. He's going to do some homeschool with the music. You don't want to do the marching.
No. No, but if you got him a scholarship to, like, you know, Stanford or something, you know, playing the marching band, come
they
on,
got
Mike.
The band going up
that's
there.
A no-brainer right there.
You know about this?
That's a free ride.
Well, they don't play like this.
Well, yeah.
And that's because of field drums. See, with a little angle. The angle of the dangle.
Yeah, those guys up there make marching band pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, well, you know... Me and Pettibone seeing the b-ball in the inner city. There's some bands.
Yeah, like Locke and those guys. Man,
guys got bass
man.
Guitars.
Yeah, Locke's band was great.
His band.
And then the way they move.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
they're funky grooving.
They make it happen.
Yeah.
Baby, he's gonna rain.
baby. Baby, you might still get raped. Hey. And she said, oh no, listen, Mr. Pop, you don't have to rape me. Because I love you. I love you. You better run. Don't let them get you. You better run. Don't let them get you. If they get you, baby, he's gonna rape you.
Get out of here. One, two, three. it, but all my hair's in front of my face.
I'm on a planet, I'm on a fire.
just out there frolicking around, chowing down.
We were below sunny sea.
Blue whales, right? Mm-hmm. They weren't just the crazy.
Right, humpbacks. The blue whales, big, they giant. Like, they were as big as a boat. Yeah, 75 foot.
I only saw one in my lifetime in the wild. One.
Yeah. Well, where else you find them? They don't got those things in aquariums.
Yeah, you know, we were below San Isidro Island.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Down in Mexico. And there it was, and I just went like, oh my God, this thing is unbelievable.
Did he reach?
He did, for a little taste. He did. He gave us one little jump. He came out of the water, and I just went like, wow, that thing is gigantic.
Yeah, amazing.
Think about the turds.
We saw a whale turd out there. He had a old red cloud.
He had a school.
I had my paddle. Yeah, because he do the play. I was wondering if I could kayak one.
He had a school of yellowfin tuna on us. And we were going to, like, sit on the...
What you mean they follow?
Well, yeah. They,
wow.
They
chow.
They chow the same
yeah.
food.
Well, it was in the blue triangle. Yeah. See a Cortez.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. They don't have the strainers, though. They don't have the balin.
You know what?
Ballena. Isn't that the Spanish word?
Yeah.
The balin.
Right.
Yeah.
So the brushes.
Yeah.
So the skipper didn't want to set the net because he says, man, because when the whale goes through the net, the fish don't, there's still going to be a gigantic hole there. And he said, we might not get it there. Uh-huh. So anyway, we kind of just enjoyed it and just kind of like walked away. It wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it.
Yeah, the bitch is just right on the porch out here.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. That's why we know,
right on his birthday. In your kayak.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
Rudy paddle.
I wish we would have dragged it down there the way we brought it back. You know?
It was funky. Like, he rode it in the back of the boat and was holding it up.
Oh. And he just rolled it back on the wheels?
It was a perfect Pedro picture. You know? It was one of them Kodak moments. What the fuck? There goes what? Look at Rudy's holding on to the kayak. I would have told anybody that story would have cracked up. But Mike was paddling, dude. I was like, wow. I was getting, you know, the only thing that hurt was my hands.
Yeah, you grabbing it too hard?
Yeah, whatever. But
yeah, you learn not to do death grip.
He smoked me, man.
Yeah, he's the old master.
I'll tell you, the little kayak, too, I have to work to keep up. A 9.5-footer, and you got that 12-footer. You don't know how much more.
I'm getting a boat. I'm getting a boat with at least 50 horses on it.
Yeah, my brother
he's going to get a boat.
My brother just got a 16-foot whaler with a 60 Johnson on the back. It's bitching.
You know that Zodiac? Oh. That thing had a 4-cylinder 250 horsepower motor.
Wow-wee.
Yeah. I was telling him I was in Norway at Bodo, and they took us in this fjord where the ocean, it's a weird geography, so the ocean is trying to fill this thing as the currents, the tides are coming out, and it makes huge-ass whirlpools. They put us in the whirlpools.
Oh, God, nice. You know, Mike, I thought of you when I was in Costa Rica last year. We were on the river, and we were rafting on the river, and it was just freaking amazing, man. It was like... I never did this in my life.
Oh, righteous.
And I just go like, wow, you would dig this.
We're going back to Costa Rica. You told us.
Yeah, we're going, man. I'm taking him.
He's on the raft?
He's ready.
You get on the raft?
On the raft.
Yeah. All right.
We're going.
Dude, the Langosta Point's waiting for you to come for a gig.
You know what I heard about on the other side? On the Brazil, those rivers got pink dolphins.
Yeah, like the Amazon.
They do?
Yeah, I've seen them in the Amazon.
You saw them, right?
Yeah.
Pink. When you were in Peru and stuff?
God. Yeah.
The color pink.
My God.
And every now and then, like waves come up, these dudes surf these rivers.
Yeah, it'll be like a standing wave there. Yeah.
I kind of pictured it right now. Just to walk, to be able to see something like that in the wild.
Yeah.
That's one time.
Mm. Yeah, there's not too many of those pink dolphins.
That's once.
Yeah. Let's hear some tunage.
You know I need some.
Show. Last music for this edition is we start with the Minuteman cover.
Yeah.
This band Warehouse did The Anchor. Cool. Then we heard The Crooked Man by Zenzile. And finally, Symphony Obituary by The Brave and The Coward. Now, all three of these bands have one thing in common, a man named David. When I was doing the gig in Paris at that squat, the Mayor Factory, this cat comes out. He's been living there for a long time. I met him the first time the Minutemen played in England. He was there. In fact, he recorded the gig and sent us a song we used on the Politics of Time Fanatics. It got X-rayed and all the music was barely on there then. But he was in a band called the Soldier Dolls. After all these years, I see him again. 29 years. And he's been living there. He's actually a Welsh cat. And he's still doing music. And it was so neat to see him again.
Very cool.
Not like a scary ghost or skeleton from the past, but some dude that's way in the now. And we could share that past time. He was a real young man then. I was a younger man. I think I was 25. Hmm. Yeah.
It's a chunk of life ago.
It was a trip. To see him there, man, it was sweaty. That was the sweaty gig. Like I was saying, I was playing a Beatle. They gave me a Beatle bass. A little violin thing, and it had flat wound, so it was like little tapes. And that strap was so short, you know, it was like a necklace. It was wearing it.
Upper end.
And the drumming, you know, we lost Larry. We didn't know where he was, so they got a French guy on the drums, and he was, I just said, you know, I was drilling holes in his forehead with my eyes. I said, you can do this. I said, yeah, okay. And we did it.
Cool.
Yeah. There was four guitars on stage.
Wow.
One of them had a double neck. Some guy playing some sound effects, and of course leading the whole thing with Brother Steve on his tenor sax.
Cool.
But it was a good trip. It was a good way to wind up the Stooges touring for the summer. And it was great to see David from the Soldier Dolls again.
Looking forward to some Stooges next week.
Right, Kelly. And really righteous to have you aboard Big Dick again.
Yeah.
Second time we're watching the Cedar Show. Cooler. And your Pop Rudy.
First show at the new windows.
Yeah, double painters. It's been a job getting them in here.
Really. Yeah, man.
No doubt.
That's last time they were here. I just booted the guy out. Man. Yeah, still dealing with
it's
it.
Called the slow though.
Used to do that for a living.
Oh yeah.
When is it?
Painting.
Not painting. No, but this is putting the windows. These double painters.
Yeah.
See how much quieter?
Nice, beautiful.
Yeah. And. Anyway, great to have you both on the show, Brother Matt. Thank you, Gil. Thanks again for most essential aid in the event.
Pleasure.
We'll be again in Pedro next week. Maybe Joe Boone.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Do it again.
Fart
cool.
Special.
Try it again.
And I know for sure in a couple of weeks we're going to have Danny Liu and
Craig Ibarra for the Triarts.
There's this festival coming up. They want to talk about the Triarts Festival.
Yeah, it'll be great.
I thought they were going to do it this year.
Well, they want it closer to the show. It makes more sense. So, yeah, but those guys are happening.
People's got attention spans and gnats. You can't.
Yeah.
They always make cool stuff happen, those guys, though.
Okay, it's been the August 30, 2011 edition of the Waffle Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.